This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We will hear this man calling the play-by-play. He'll be working with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry. He's our buddy, Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, Andrew.
How the heck are you guys?
Hey. We are well. You can also watch Andrew and doing all of his work on his new Yahoo show, Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports. How's that going?
It's going well. You know, it's, you guys know this. It's nice to work from home. It's also nice to get out of the house some days. But it's nice to work from home. We've had fun so far. Fun guests, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Aiden Hutchinson, Ryan Fitzpatrick's on the show today.
Nice. That's good news.
All right. All right, my friend. Let's assess where this team is right now. Last week, the offense, I thought, played well enough to win last week. The defense played well enough to win. But you need all three phases of the ball, as the good coach would say. And they missed out on one of those phases known as special teams. Where are we, and how do you what is your gut feeling on the team that you call play-by-play on each and every
week? I'd back up a little bit here. I would say the defense certainly played well enough to win. The offense left some plays on the field. The drop on third and then the drop on fourth down, obviously, in the second half were regrettable. And then the two picks that, look, they could have been better balls, probably a little bit. Joe would probably say that as well. But, you know, both those balls, if you get your hands on them, you should catch them. Same go for the drops on third and fourth down. I'm not calling out any of the above receivers for dropping passes and immediately losing the game. That's not what happened. But they can clean some things up offensively. They could block up the run game a little bit better. They can do a lot of things better offensively. I think they all know that. Tommy Reese is on the podium right now as we speak, saying kind of exactly those things. So, they left some plays on the field. And Andre Schmidt missed two kicks that he has to make. They're not, makeable kicks. They are, no, kicks he has to make. I'm a little surprised they didn't bring in a kicker to compete this week. No tryouts. They're sticking with Andre Schmidt, and let's, fingers crossed, hope he can make one or two or all of them, how many ever they ask him to make, in Baltimore, because you can't leave points on the board in Baltimore, period. That is an angry team, a team that I don't know what else they could do other than stop Josh Allen in the final 4 minutes of the game, which they were unable to do last week. The Browns are going into Baltimore facing a team that could and should legitimately be in Santa Clara come the first week of February.
I can't wait to see what the Browns defense does in week number two after doing a phenomenal job in week number one.
Same. That to me is, look, the Browns Bengals probably don't get the attention that some of the other games do this week. I mean, most notably the Cowboys or the Giants, you know, two teams that lost week one, who cares? Or certainly this game coming up tonight at Lambeau, Packers, Commanders, what a great way to start week two. But the Browns defense against what Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry did on Sunday night in Buffalo, to me, if it's not the matchup of the week, it's got to be top two or three. Browns defense was phenomenal.
Sure was.
I mean, go look at the long faces in the Bengals locker room after the game. Look, they won the game. They won the game. Go look at Joe Burrow on the podium yesterday in Cincinnati. Flatline. Their offense was handcuffed, save for that first drive. So, yeah, I want to see this matchup. Same time, that matchup's kind of scary. I mean, I was talking to Deion Dawkins of the Bills two nights ago. I'm losing track of days. Is it Thursday? It is Thursday, Tuesday yes. night. And he was talking about standing there on the sideline watching Derrick Henry run by him and just going like you're not supposed to move like that. So, I mean, tackling Derrick Henry ain't easy. I don't need to say that.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so what do they need to do this week, especially coming off a defense that, like, imploded last week, although it was a turnover that didn't, you know, that gave them a short field. But, what are your thoughts on the Ravens themselves and knowing that Ravens defense is, I don't know what they're thinking going into this game after that fourth quarter last week against the Bills.
Kyle Van Noy said that they had a team dinner, a defense dinner, if you will, either on, I think, Monday or Tuesday night. Tuesday night would make sense, and that they all kind of, called themselves out, but they had their little team meeting after one game. So, you know, you guys can figure out what that means. Yeah, you guys can read into that. Marlon Humphrey said the team wasn't mature enough to finish games. You can read into that as well.
Yeah.
So they got some cleaning up to do. This is not a defense that's just going to walk in here and go, oh, it's a 40-year-old quarterback. We can relax. And go back to last year. You know, if Kyle Hamilton catches that ball from Jameis one play before Cedric Tillman catches that ball from Jameis, then the Ravens win that game. If Rashad Bateman doesn't lose a ball in the sun, then the Ravens win that game. None of those happened, and we had one of the best and most memorable moments that we could ask for when the Browns beat the Ravens last year. I would also point out that the Browns and Ravens have split the season series in six of the last seven seasons. I mean, strange but true. We could say the Ravens are the better team. 6 of 7 years, they have found a way to split. So Browns always find a way to get one of them. Why can't it be this one? But you can't make those mistakes offensively, and you got to tackle Derrick Henry. The other scary thing is, as well, it's not just Derrick Henry. Like, Zay Flowers is a scary weapon, whether it's in the quick game, whether it's on the dig. Look, Lamar's going to get him the ball, and he's going to make plays.
It's pretty simple. And then you see they add a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, who isn't what he used to be but can still play.
Yeah,
I like what they did. I thought they did a nice job.
He's got that old man at the gym game, you know, where you're like, this guy's cooked. And then he's like hitting that like cheese turnaround hook on you every time. And you're like, how is this old man beating me? He may not separate, but you get the ball near him, he's going to put that alien hand up there and grab it.
I had that in racquetball many years ago, and I just thought, this is unbelievable. This guy's destroying me. Andrew Siciliano is joining us. Browns play-by-play. You'll hear him on Sunday. And, of course, you can watch Inside Cover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
On Yahoo Sports with Andrew and friends. Describe Lamar Jackson as a quarterback now compared to maybe what he was when he came into the league.
I'll give you an anecdote. 2018, he's a rookie. Remember, he was drafted 32nd overall. They trade Joe Flacco as the quarterback. They trade back into the bottom of the first round, and they grab Lamar Jackson. I was there in training camp in Baltimore. I was working with the Rams, and the Rams did a joint practice in Baltimore. Then we played there in the preseason, and I'm standing on the field. I got pulled into a conversation. Next thing I know, I'm standing on the field with some Ravens personnel directly behind the huddle, basically. And Lamar Jackson drops the pass, and he tries to throw a ball to the sideline to his right. And as God is my witness, he like airmailed everyone on the sideline. Like just an outcut, and every ball up the seam to a tight end, he was hitting. But anything outside the numbers, he couldn't throw the ball in the Chesapeake Bay. And now he is as accurate a pocket passer as there is in the NFL. So he has changed. He has developed. He has matured, and he is now hands down one of the most accurate passers from the pocket. So the old trope that all he could do is run, it's garbage. If you keep him in the pocket, he will kill you. But then you see the play he made in the fourth quarter last week in Buffalo, where he's about to be sacked inside the 20. He scrambles somehow for 40, and then one play later they're in the end zone. So, I mean, good luck.
Man, I just want them to get a win this week. I don't know if you've heard or caught any of the little bit of a turmoil about Browns fans being tiny.
I've caught it all.
Okay,
yeah.
Tiny bit upset about them deciding this week was the good week to celebrate the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I'm a fan long before I have ever worked for the team. I worked for the team for a year and 2 weeks, and it's a dream job, and I'm grateful for every single minute of it. But I've been a fan since I was a little kid. I'm 51 years old. So the scars from 95 will never heal. Period. Full stop. This is me talking, by the way, not as an employee, but as a fan. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, I'm with it. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I hope you guys don't aggregate this and make this into some huge headlines. Yeah. Siciliano rips Ravens. That's not what I'm doing. But the timing is bad and I don't like it. I accept their explanation. It's the home opener. They were going to do their 30-year celebration. Do it. That's fine. I get it. That's fine. They announced this back in March, although the initial press release did not say home opener. They say that was always the intention. I'll take them at their word. So be it. You know, the former mayor and former governor there, I get it. But, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But, hey, it's their party. It's up to the Browns to go and try to crash that party. But let's look at the ages here. Joe's 40, right? Joe Flacco's 40. When the move was announced in what, December of that year?
November.
Joe was nine.
I said that last segment, by the way. I said
he was nine.
Exactly. That's why you can't expect the players to be all fired up about it.
Oh, well there's two ways. Like Denzel was pressed on it yesterday, and Denzel, obviously, you know, he's from Northeast Ohio. He kind of shrugs his shoulders. That's Denzel. He's not going to say anything. If you go back and watch Nathan's interview with Greg Newsom, which is on ClevelandBrowns.com, Nathan brings it up at the end, and Greg kind of says, like, no, we know, we got you, Browns fans. Hmm. So there's an acknowledgement there. They're not naive to this. They can read the room. But guys, forget about that for a second. It's the Ravens. It's a division game. Okay. They don't need motivation. It's week two after you lost week one, a game that you should have won. They don't need it. But if it adds a little bit of extra edge, good. I'm all for it. But this idea that you need any more motivation for a week two game in Baltimore is absurd.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. I agree completely. And I want to go back to one thing we touched on earlier, Browns defense against the Ravens. If they could pull off something that resembles what they did against Cincinnati, Andrew, I think this season might be a little bit more productive than a lot of folks think it's going to be.
Yeah, you just got to play mistake-free football, and that's the thing. Their margin of error is not very big. The defense served notice. The defense all summer, when asked, and they were asked a thousand times, including a few times by me, I'm guilty too, about a return to the 2023 form. They always use the same lie, and that is, we know we're talented, we know we're good, but like 2023 was 2 years ago, we have to be 2025. Like, we can't focus on 2023. But that game, week one, served notice that they can and are back to that form. But it is only one game. And these two quarterbacks play a very different style of football. Derek Brown, as much as I love – Derek Henry, rather, as much as I love Chase Brown, is a very different back. Very different. So just because what you did week one looked great doesn't mean week two is the same formula. But they got to get after it, and you got to gang tackle number 22. And what Ed Oliver did in the fourth quarter, taking that ball away, you got to try to do that as well. Remember Ronnie Hickman saving a touchdown with that tackle on Chase Brown when he busted through the line, I believe, in the first quarter, right? You can't have Ronnie Hickman alone on Derrick Henry 10 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Because that's a bad matchup, and I love Ronnie, but even he would tell you that's a bad matchup.
Looking forward to Sunday, buddy. We will hear you, Nathan Zagura, Gerard Cherry during the game, and of course watch Andrew on Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.